Few people would wish to trade places with Giuseppe Conte, Italy's prime minister. As COVID-19 spread, he put the entire country into lockdown for the first time since the Second World War. Now he must try to contain the economic effects. But he is finding that tackling them also depends on lenders and Europe's institutions. The immediate prognosis is a severe contraction. Economists at JP Morgan Chase, a bank, expect GDP to fall at an annualized rate of 7.5% in the first quarter of the year. The hope, at least, is that recovery is rapid. To that end, Mr. Conte said on March 11th that he would set aside 25 billion euros, that's $28 billion, or 1.4% of GDP, in order to cushion the epidemic's economic effects. The precise measures were yet to be agreed, as The Economist went to press, but were expected to include compensation for companies that lose revenues and workers who are laid off. Ministers have also promised to help banks suspend repayments on mortgages and small business loans for a year. As people fall ill and quarantines are imposed, businesses and households face abrupt disruptions to their income. That means quick fixes are in high demand. Unlike public spending measures, bank forbearance does not need legislation and so can take immediate effect. But Italy's lenders, which already have higher non-performing loan ratios than the euro area average, warn that they cannot cope with the loss in interest income unless the government guarantees unpaid loans, so that they do not have to hold more provisions. In any case, leniency from lenders will help some of those most disrupted by the epidemic, but not all. Small firms which are more likely to rely on bank finance will benefit. But only 15% of Italian households have mortgages. The neediest, says Tito Boeri, a former head of the Social Security Administration, cannot take out loans in the first place. More helpful would be to extend unemployment benefit to cover the self-employed, who make up a fifth of the workforce, and temporary workers whose contracts are due to expire. For as long as the outbreak lasts, benefits will need to be unconditional and generous, notes Francesco Giovazzi of Bocconi University. If they are too stingy, people will start hoarding cash, fearing that the government could withdraw its support.